Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys came out with special jerseys last night, and you know, quite honestly, Bemidji State's jerseys haven't changed a whole heck of a lot over the years. A lot of that is, you know, rooted in the culture of this program. The hockey jersey or sweater is, I think, a little more sacred than a lot of jerseys are. Why has that tradition here at BSU been the standard here for so long?
I don't know. I just think probably Coach liked it that way. I like it that way. I like tradition. I like the original six. You know, you take a look at the Montreal Canadiens, the Blackhawks. You know, you take a look at the Bruins. You know, you take a look at the Red Wings and the, you know, and Maple Leafs. And, you know, their traditions have stayed the same. And I think that's probably, you know, if we're traditionalists. I don't know if I'm a traditionalist, but I am in that regard.
You know, the Boston Bruin B one that you guys came out with, heck, 10, 15 years ago, that's probably been already, I think, is a favorite of a lot of people. A lot of teams change them all the time, and that's fine, fine and dandy. But what is kind of that process of, hey, when's the time for a new alternate?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, we don't do alternates anymore just because we do our Beavers. You know, when I played, like, the Script Beavers, that's our alternate. So we haven't done, like, the funky third jerseys in a long time. I can't remember the last time we did it. And we had fun with them for a while. I mean, just those third ones. I mean, we had our traditional jerseys, as you know, and then we had some third jerseys that were fun. And, you know, but it gets to the point, too, where after five or six different jerseys, it's hard to
come up with something.
Yeah, it really is hard to come up with something else. And I thought Toby did a great job with those ones yesterday, to be honest with you. But so we've got our traditional jerseys, and then we've got our other Script Beavers, and that's kind of, you know, that's what we go with, Schultzy.
Do you know why that jersey, that sweater, is so sacred in hockey?
No, I mean, again, I'm just going to go back to, I just think, again, at the end of the day, kind of coincides with the sport, I think, a little bit. And, you know, those original six, it just, you know, it's just kind of their standard jerseys. I don't know, Schultz. Yeah, I really don't know, because these other sports, they're changing all the time. And, you know, the New York Yankees is sacred, though. The Boston Red Sox have kept it sacred. So the L.A. Dodgers have done that. I'm just trying to think, even in baseball, you know, there's a few of them that have, you know, kept it the same. So it's kind of cool, I think, when you do.
I've been asked by a ton of people, either by text or in person or on social media, hey, are they going to auction these things off? And in the era of NIL, it's gotten a lot harder, hasn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so at all. But I apologize. I don't know what the process is. I haven't asked.
You can't auction off one with a nameplate on it.
Right. I know that.
There's some hoops that have to be gone through. And yes, the answer is a few of these will be auctioned off at the end of the season. But it's not as easy probably as it used to be, where you just put the old teams up for auction.
Yeah, but we've always had the nameplate issue with if they're still playing. So, I mean, that's always been there. But anyway, yeah, I don't even know the process. I probably should know, but Toby's on top of that one.
The women came out with one for Hockey Day, and I thought that was really, really unique, with the brown of, you know, the Beaver logo as the predominant color. You know, you look at Bowling Green, their alternates are cream. That's not one of their colors. They look kind of cool, but how important is it that you stick with what the colors of the school are?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's important. I shouldn't say that. You know, it's important. I think those, I think the women's jerseys they had for Hockey Day and they wore them today are awesome. I just think they're awesome. I thought that was just a, you know what, if that was, you know, Amber, Toby combination of both, I just think it was, those were awesome. They are awesome.
Yeah. More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. We'll get to the nuts and bolts of tonight. When we come back, the Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, you always say that, you know, there's no crystal ball, there's no magic light switch, there's no magic button you can press to have a good start or to know how a game's going to kind of unfold. What can a coach do to as best they can ensure that the team does have a good start tonight?
Oh, it's hard. I mean, you know, you just hope that there's more juice. There's more desperation in their game, and they get that, and we get that first break, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we talked briefly last night about it, but the stats hold true, and we're late enough in the year where you know, some of these trends, they mean something. You played enough games. When you guys play with a lead, you're really, really good. I go back 20-some years ago when I started here. We used to do the keys of the game, and your keys always were score the first goal. That's always been a thing in hockey, isn't it? It's just so much easier to play with a lead.
Oh, your whole mindset changes. And the parent, hey, our mindset changes, sort of the fans' mindset, sort of your mindset. I mean, everybody's does. It's just amazing when you know you play a sport where the first team to three wins, you know. So
can you sense, say, last night or when it's happened before on the bench, here we go again? Or not?
Well, yes and no. I mean, they don't say it, but I mean, you can sense it a little bit. Absolutely, you know. But then it's just like, okay, guys, better respond, and we've responded. In St. Thomas, you know, we lost that game at the end, but we responded twice to tie it up. But you got to respond. You know, then once you respond, you know, you're breathing again.
I don't want to necessarily talk about the play last night that Austin Jopy was hurt, but. He was hit, a penalty was called, it was reviewed. I think all the steps and processes that are supposed to happen did, but he still got hurt. Has the game ever been safer?
No, it's pretty safe right now as far as the rule changes. The referees are on top of a lot of things, and I mean, it's as good as it's going to be probably. I mean, it's still a collision sport, but I think the referees and the rules are you know, they're in command of the rules, and the rules are favoring the player, where back in the day there wasn't. You know what? It was just, again, the more physical, the better. So we're protecting the player a lot more today.
The NCAA has tweaked somewhat what replay and review can do and what it can't do. Do you like where that part of the game is right now?
No, I was not a happy camper in St. Thomas. I think we reviewed three or four hits, and they reviewed them on their own. No, you call a penalty. They got to be accountable, the referees. You call a penalty, and you want to call it a minor, then put me on the spot or Rico on the spot, and we can challenge. But, you know, you're not supposed to go in there and check it out. I mean, all this is taking, you know, these games are going from 2 hours and 5 minutes to 2 hours and 12 minutes. And the bottom line is, if it's a play, if it's a hit that's it's a collision hit, and it puts somebody, and if somebody's in a vulnerable position, well, then you call a major. And then we can, you know, challenge that as well. I mean, I just think you got to put you got to make a call. And then you got to live with it, and then you put it in the hands of the coaches.
Matias Scholl's workload has been pretty heavy this year. I think you would agree with that. I think he might agree with that. But that's kind of the nature of that position, too. Raythan will get the start tonight.